This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. The history behind some of the airports we frequently fly to from Fort Smith and XNA is ahead, and we'll also meet an Arkansas couple with significant experience in search and rescue operations around the country. The Sam M. Walton College of Business at the University of Arkansas and the U of A's College of Engineering will share an $80,000 check from ConocoPhillips. The check was presented to the university this morning, and university officials say the money will be used for a variety of programs in the Walton College and the computer science and computer engineering programs. Four candidates will be interviewed this week for the job of the president of the University of Arkansas system. Dr. Carl Johnson, the chair of the university's Board of Trustees, says the interviews begin Wednesday morning at 9:30.
And we will interview again around 1:30 that afternoon, and the same time for the next two candidates for Thursday morning and Thursday afternoon. After we meet with the last candidate, we will go into an executive session and try to come out with our new president.
Dr. Johnson says the candidates, Frank Oldham, a Jonesboro banker, John Churchill, the CEO of Phi Beta Kappa, Donald Bobbitt, currently the provost at the University of Texas Arlington and a former administrator at the University of Arkansas, and Stanley Reed, former president of the Arkansas Farm Bureau, were recruited for the interviews.
We're very happy about the four candidates that have applied, and I tell you, I am very happy and pleased with these candidates. They all have Arkansas ties, they have great credentials, and every one of them I really feel can lead the University of Arkansas system. They have compassion, they have vision into the future, they're very trustworthy.
Reporters and the public are scheduled to be able to meet and question the candidates after the private interviews with the Board of Trustees at the UA system offices in Little Rock this week. The new president will replace outgoing president B. Allen Sugg. The Federal Emergency Management Agency is visiting homes in Johnson and Franklin counties this week. The arrival of FEMA officials follows a presidential declaration of disaster for the two counties after tornadoes, flooding, and other severe weather hit the area in late May. The inspections of disaster-damaged homes began Saturday, and FEMA representatives say the inspections usually last about 30 minutes per structure. Arkansas Surgeon General Joe Thompson says that report last week that placed Arkansas among the states with the most obese population indicates Arkansas continues to have a poor population, which drives many people to eat cheaper and often unhealthy foods.
More than 10% of our state population has diabetes, which is directly related to obesity, and that's driving our health care costs. So we've got to solve this epidemic so that we can maintain a healthy and productive citizenry, we can have good community development, and that we can avoid the health care costs that are going to kill us.
Arkansas's population ranks as the ninth most obese state in the country, according to the report by Trust for America's Health and the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation. Arkansas's Deputy Health Officer, Dr. Joe Bates, says obesity is a major health problem for a number of reasons.
Obesity is something that creeps up on you. The average person who's overweight or obese has only gained 3 pounds a year. So if you live for 10 years at 3 pounds gained per year, you're 30 pounds overweight. In 20 years, you're 60 pounds overweight. We have data now here in Arkansas that half the people over age 50 are obese, half of them.
A person is considered obese when they have a body mass index of 30 or higher. As the conversation in Washington continues over a debt ceiling deal, Arkansas Senator John Bozeman says he's willing to support legislation that would close some corporate tax loopholes if his colleagues and the president can commit to a debt ceiling deal with significant spending caps.
Some of the loopholes would allow corporations to skate through without really paying anything, and we've seen this with GE and some of the others. Get rid of some of the loopholes, and then you actually have a rate that people are paying. If you have a 35% rate and the effective is much lower than that for many corporations because they're able to skirt the tax laws, that's not a good situation. I think everybody agrees with that.
Senator Bozeman says raising taxes wouldn't be an appropriate solution to solving the debt crisis at a time when the economy is weak and there's minimal job growth. Gas prices in Arkansas jumped more than 13 cents last week, according to the website ArkansasGasPrices.com. The site says the average gallon of gas in the state yesterday was $3.51. That's still about 12 cents per gallon under the national average. The Northwest Arkansas Naturals play at Corpus Christi again tonight after beating the Hooks 10-7 last night. The Naturals remain four games out of first in the Texas League North. Ozarks at Large is supported by KUIF's contributing listeners and by the AMP, Arkansas's Music Pavilion, welcoming the dance and party recording artist the B-52s with guest Ultra Suede Thursday, July 14th at 7:30 p.m. Reserve seats are still available, as well as lawn seating, where children under 12 are free with an adult. Lawn chairs and blankets are welcome. More information is available at ArkansasMusicPavilion.com, with tickets available at Walton Art Center's box office.